Buckley versus Buckley, 2024 ARC App 210. The Arkansas Court of Appeals, in affirming a divorce decree and resulting property division, rejected appellate Marilyn's argument she was not really married to Freddie. Following his hospitalization for COVID-19, he returned home to find she was gone, as was the money. In response to his complaint for divorce, Marilyn argued there was never a state of marriage. The record showed the parties had a marriage ceremony in Nevada and held themselves out as married. Judge Gladwin, in affirming, explained, quote, "The question before us is whether the party's September 16, 2014 renewal of vows ceremony, performed without a marriage license at Graceland Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas, Nevada, between two Arkansas residents who had not previously been married to one another, held a wedding ceremony, or requested, signed, or filed a marriage license together, was sufficient to solemnize their relationship and therefore create a valid and enforceable marriage under Arkansas law." A history of relevant Arkansas statutes and case law on this point is instructive. First, we know that in Arkansas, marriage is considered in law a civil contract to which the consent of the parties capable in law of contracting is necessary. Art Code and Section 911-101. The Arkansas Supreme Court held in 1911 that the doctrine of so-called common law marriages has never obtained or become a part of the laws of this state. Firth v. Firth, 97 Art 272. That remains true, and this case does not attempt to change that policy. Rather, it clarifies the current state of Arkansas law regarding marriage licensing requirements and the requirements for solemnization. It is undisputed that the parties never obtained, much less executed and filed, a marriage license. Accordingly, our analysis turns to the sufficiency of their actions with respect to the requirement of solemnizing the alleged marriage. Our Supreme Court has held that there is a presumption of validity in favor of any marriage which is shown to have been solemnized, and that the burden of proving its invalidity rests upon him who questions its validity, and that this is true, notwithstanding it requires proof of a negative. Latham v. Latham, 175 Arc 1037. The Circuit Court found that sufficient evidence supported a finding that the parties held themselves out as husband and wife and were recognized in their community as a married couple, but Marilyn argues that this evidence alone is not sufficient to find that a valid and enforceable marriage existed. She submits that the intent to marry, even coupled with living together and holding themselves out as married, is not enough to constitute a valid and enforceable marriage in Arkansas. Freddie responds that he and Marilyn solemnized their marriage by participating in a formal ceremony before a minister and witnesses that included taking marriage vows and exchanging wedding rings, and thereafter conducting themselves as a married couple. Regarding the party's ceremony in Nevada, the certificate signed by a person denoted as minister who performed the ceremony was admitted without objection. At trial, Marilyn's counsel asked no questions of either party about the minister's qualifications or advanced any argument that the minister lacked the requisite qualifications. It is incumbent on the parties to raise arguments initially to the circuit court to give that court an opportunity to consider them, and when a party has not done so, the argument is not preserved and the appellate court will not address it. Further, Arkansas Code Annotated Section 911-215A states that marriages solemnized by a minister of the gospel or priest shall be according to the forms and customs of the church or society to which he or she belongs. The certificate from Graceland Wedding Chapel demonstrates that the ceremony in which Freddie and Marilyn took part was performed by a minister, and Freddie's testimony and the photos taken at that time demonstrate that their marriage was according to the forms and customs of the church or society to which he or she belongs. Those customs included purchasing engagement and wedding rings for one another, riding in a limousine to and from the ceremony, Marilyn's carrying a bouquet of flowers, holding the ceremony in a chapel, having family members attend and witness the ceremony, taking traditional wedding vows, and exchanging rings. Graceland Wedding Chapel records reference a wedding date of 9-16-14 and refer to Marilyn Allen as bride and Freddie Buckley as groom. And the certificate itself, which was admitted without objection, provides additional evidence that their marriage was solemnized. It states unequivocally that Freddie and Marilyn exchanged sacred vows of marriage and is signed both by Marty Williams, who is denoted as minister, and by a witness, Marilyn's son, Reuben Kaysen. The certificate, photos, Graceland Wedding Chapel records, and Freddie's testimony provide incontrovertible proof that Freddie and Marilyn exchanged marriage vows in a formal ceremony before witnesses and a minister. Further, our courts have repeatedly held that when a man and woman have lived together for any considerable time, holding each other out to the public as husband and wife, a strong presumption arises that they were lawfully married, and the presumption of the legality of the marriage increases with the passage of time. End of quote. End of decision.